Welcome to the Chance to Have It All show. I'm Estella Cortese.
And I'm Pat Redbone Vegas.
And this is Chance to Have It All here on Cult Radio.
Here on Cult Radio.
We want to welcome you all to our show. Hi, Pat. How
hey,
are you?
What's up?
Not much, buddy. How are you?
We got. What'd you do this weekend?
We got. Hold up, and not quite yet. We got the great Pat Vegas here, rock legend, Native American icon, Pat Vegas of Redbone, with us as always every week. Chance to Have It All with you. We're listening to in the background track 8 off Pat's solo CD, Speed of Sound.
That's by Ambergris.
Ambergris. That's right. That's been available everywhere, for selling steadily for a few years now.
Yeah.
Great song. This is our theme song. We're gonna have a great, great show lined up for you. Pat will be answering fan mail. We'll be talking about great stuff and more great stories, of course, from the man himself, Pat Vegas. Listen to the rest of the song, and we'll be right back after this. Pat, yes?
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so
much.
Aho.
This is a song I recorded with Redbone.
Caterpillar Blues, right?
Yes, and it's a song about coming of age, blossoming into something beautiful.
You're not going to believe this, but ever since we've been playing this song, so many butterflies are like surrounding me lately. And my kids have been saying the same thing.
I think they like it.
It's all around you.
Here we go. I played the clown when you were down, and your caterpillar blues became a smiling butterfly.
Beautiful song, Pat. That's Caterpillar Blues, available on Buffalo Blues, available everywhere, Pat.
That's
God,
right.
Cannot say it again. What a great, great song that is.
So much,
that song is available everywhere for download. Physical CDs are also here. We'll be talking more about that later. Right now, in this first segment, we'll be getting to the fan mail a little bit later on the show. But Pat, let's talk about Rumble. What happened this weekend?
Wasn't that fun last night?
Yeah, I got to tell everyone, the Santa Monica Theater in Santa Monica was the movie premiere of Rumble,
and it was an exclusive screening for us.
That's right. If anyone doesn't know, this is a movie featuring Pat and all of the other Native American artists.
Jimi Hendrix, Robbie Robertson of the band.
That's right.
Bob Native, Dylan.
Native Americans that made a difference in rock and roll, and it's a really great film.
The Indians that rocked the world.
Well, we had a great time, and Redbone was certainly some Indians that rocked the world. We have another one here now from
the Royal
Buffalo
Albert
Blues.
Hall to Madison Square Garden. We rock them.
Humpty Dumpty on Cult Radio.
Why'd you have to go and break my heart? Why'd you have to go and break it? I came to you with my heart in my hand. You didn't have to break it. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together. Why'd you have to go and break my heart? Why'd you have to go and break it? I gave you my love and you put up a wall. You knew I'd climb it. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men. Why'd you have to go and break my heart? Why'd you have to go and break it? I came to you with my heart in my hand. You didn't have to break it. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men.
My good friend Harlan Specter on keyboard.
Too bad you can't all see us in here. Maybe we'll do Facebook Live. We are rocking right now.
He's
this
my
song.
Good buddy. He's my good buddy. Anyway, he used to play with Buffalo Springfield years ago. He's back with me.
Well,
now.
He's killing it here. Just me, or is that the jam? What is it? That's, just me? That's the jam, huh?
No, that's the. It's actually. It's called Fade.
This is Cult Radio. Say it, Pat.
This is Pat Vegas of Redbone. You're listening to Cult Radio.
Chance to have it all song show. Wow, I'm Estella Cortese.
Yeah, I'm Pat Vegas of Redbone.
You're listening to the Chance to Have It All show only on Cult Radio. Right now, we're getting to a great part of our show that we're going to be having every week. This is the fan mail. Pat's going to be answering all the fan mail now. We want to thank all you guys for writing and asking so many questions. Let's get to it here.
Okay.
We have so many responses on the thing about you being nominated to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Jim Tucker says, there is no reason on earth that this unique American group should not be granted a place in the hall. Let's get them in. Thank you.
Thank you so much, bro.
Pamela Onodera says, I don't see anyone else who deserves to be inducted into the Hall of Fame more than Redbone. Signed and shared. Done.
So hey, Ann, thank you so much.
So many fans. Linda Quigg, I wholeheartedly agree. I have been and will always be a huge fan of the great group. I am from Scotland. Can I sign the petition?
Absolutely. And you can come with me, too.
You guys said you wanted Pat to respond. He's going to respond. Susan Crum says, I love this band. And I love the 13th Hour especially. They should definitely be in the Rock and Roll
thank
Hall
you,
of
darling.
Fame.
Appreciate it. This is called
Fruhu.
Brujo. Brujo.
This song was really banned in America. For how long?
And it was number one song in Europe, all countries.
And why were you guys banned in America? One more time for the listener who doesn't know.
Because it is too political.
At that time,
yes.
In the 70s.
Yes.
But now they're releasing again, strangely enough. Isn't that funny?
How about
that? It all comes full circle.
Cheers.
About this song is that it's almost like a history lesson. It tells you the facts.
The funny story,
in the lyrics.
The funny story is this, that I was on a plane from Philadelphia, this guy comes over and sits next to me and introduces himself as Sandy Baron.
No way.
Yes, the writer, the comedy writer that worked with Lenny Bruce.
He wrote, oh my God, material. This is we're talking old school comics.
Yeah, and he also was in the Broadway Danny Rose movie by what's his face.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Anyway,
he
and I wrote the lyric and I wrote the music. We did it all in 5 days, and in 5 days it was released and became number one throughout Europe.
Well, God, I'm sure all the fans would love to hear on this show. We're going to be talking more about Pat. Maybe he'll share some of his writing processes with us. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
On. We have a really special treat right now. I dug through some archives here, and I found a Redbone live tape. And it's not the Redbone live that you see on Amazon and on, you know, the CD or the record, that the early Redbone record. It's live from somewhere. Pat, you said maybe Madison Square Garden, or where?
Yes, Madison Square Garden.
Something like this. Okay, well, what I want you guys to check out is this crowd applause. It really speaks volumes. It's insane. Listen to this Redbone live in concert. Pat doesn't exactly know Madison Square Garden or Europe. We're not sure. Listen to this.
Live.
Unbelievable. I had this blasting in my car the other day, and I was there.
Oh,
starting to come back to you, Pat?
Song, the proud, the brave, give to you our souls to save. Wailing song, the young, the old, one is silver, the other gold. And oh, it's a spirit dance. And oh, it's a Niki trance. And oh, it's a spirit dance. And oh, it's a Niki trance. Wailing song, oh spirit dance.
Listen to that crowd. Wow.
That was great.
That was Redbone Live, only on the Chance to Have It All show on Cult Radio. I'm Acela Cortese.
And I'm Pat Redbone Vegas, and you're listening to Cult Radio.
That was so incredible. The crowd was, wow. I mean, you can really, how many thousands of people were there? How many,
The band couldn't do no wrong that night.
Well, is that 10,000 people? Is that the sound of 10,000 or what?
30,000.
How many?
30.
And what does it feel like to look out amongst that crowd and know they're just like hanging on your
every
note?
You know, Madison Square Garden sits kind of on a floor that sways.
Yeah.
So the people were moving so much when we were standing on stage, it looked like an acid trip because the people were rocking like this on the floor.
Whoa! Wow! And you guys sound just like the record. I mean, like note for note. I mean,
we had it down.
Incredible. Unbelievable. Okay, we have a special fan, Diane Kennedy. Diane, if you're listening, she sent you the nicest fan mail here, and she also has a song request. So she has a couple questions for you that she's wanting to know if
Let's
you answer
her.
Okay, Diane Kennedy, she says, "Hi, Acela, I'm trying to get back to you. I must say I'm a little excited because I never in my dreams would have ever believed that I'd be trying to have a conversation with Pat Vegas of Redbone Band. I've always enjoyed their music since the 70s. Everything about them just seems to come together. I'm so glad that Pat is keeping the Redbone Band and music out there along with his new songs. I've read a story on YouTube and about he and Lolly's beginnings." She goes on and on. Her main question is that she wants to know what happened to Redbone. Why did Redbone disappear in the 80s? And a lot of fans want to know that.
This is the truth be told. Okay?
Yeah, this is a heavy story.
Yeah. My brother went out the night before we were supposed to appear at the Fillmore West.
In San Francisco.
Yes, with Santana and
and
a bunch of other groups, right?
Right.
And it was a real important night. He had been promoting it for months. And my brother went out the night before.
Lolly.
Got in a scuffle with somebody and broke his left hand.
No.
Yes, that's his guitar playing hand, right? He broke his left hand.
Oh, Lord.
And it's all wrapped up in a cast and everything
else.
So
happened?
What my brother did was he called up and canceled the date.
To who? Bill Graham, I heard?
To Bill Graham. He called up Bill Graham, canceled the date.
That's
so
a no-no.
Bill Graham, and yes, that's definitely a no-no. I would hire somebody else.
But
I didn't know about it. Nobody else in the group knew about it. But he took it upon himself. So Bill Graham blackballed it for about 10 years.
Let me guess. He got pissed off at Redbone.
He got pissed off, tore up all the posters, canceled the show.
Because you guys literally almost, it appears to us that you disappeared.
We dropped out of, I mean, just disappeared.
But clearly your music did not. I mean, these albums kept coming, and they're gems.
But we couldn't get a job for 10 years. We couldn't work anywhere.
Wow. Well,
anyway.
That's the story. That's the official story.
That's
story. Diane Kennedy, there's your answer. Please write to us on Facebook. It might take about one or two shows, but Pat will answer all your fan mail.
So we've been working our way back ever since.
Well, you have been doing a fantastic. You're back now. Redbone is. People are having a conversation.
Bill Graham's son called me up, and his son
said sorry.
He said, I'd like to talk to you about signing you to the contract.
Oh,
and I
my
said,
God.
That's nice, man, but no thanks.
All right, Diane Kennedy, this is for you. She requested Don't Say No.
All right, baby, this is just for you. God bless you. This is produced by Linda Creed, who wrote You Make Me Feel Brand New and Betcha by
Greatest
Golly
Love of All.
Yeah, she was with Gamble and Huff.
Oh, wow.
Linda Creed, a great writer.
Beautiful song. Diane Kennedy, this is for you. Obviously, the live version, right, Pat? Live?
Yes.
You never heard this one.
This was recorded live in Corpus Christi.
Wow.
By Jerry Goldstein and people from War.
Such a treat.
We were on tour with War at the time.
Wow.
Live in Corpus Christi.
Who's out on keyboards?
That's Harlan Spector.
This is Harlan on Don't Say No. Yeah. No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's Gabe Catona.
Really? Yeah. Well, you bought yourself some time until you remembered
Gabe
his name.
Gabe played with Stephen Stills and those guys.
He's killer.
Yeah.
Right on. This is the Chance to Have It All show on Cult Radio.
I'm Pat Vegas of Redbone, and you're listening to Cult Radio.
Real stories, real music on the Chance to Have It All show. Wow, love that.
Oh, yeah. What's up? This is PJ Vegas. You're listening to the Chance to Have It All show, only on Cult Radio.
This is PJ, my son, your son, our son.
Another day in paradise.
With a voice down the guy.
Oh, welcome to another day in paradise. We live life cause we took the time to do it right. Long day, so I think I'm about dispersion night. Gold bottles, purple, we called out a worthy night. Two-seater wife, beater in a dirty Sprite. Friendly competition like how much we gon' make tonight. Free all my bros is coming home to all the ones with life. Well, hold your head cause we still out here fighting the fight. But we win, no. Ryan clean, still labeled as a criminal. Though it seems 100 shells got dropped before the cops even clear the scene. It's Young Kings, baby. I know you heard about the team. Money piling up, our pockets busting at the seams. Yeah, they busting at the seams. But we just happy that we made it out. Our situation to our dreams. But let's go. And welcome to another day in paradise. We're living life cause we took the time and do it right. Let's take a couple shots and escape the night. Cause we did it our way, our way, cause we did it our way, our way, cause we did it our way, cause we did it our way.
Paradise, living California summer breeze. Drop head, coupe, phantom for the summer fees. Success stories is all a young nigga preach. From the bottom to the top is all I see. Waking up in Bugatti with pounds of weed. Major labels all around trying to sign me. City views from the high rising bachelor pad. No key to start the Benz coupe, imagine that. All around the world, straight to your hometown. Turning up the scene, win young and touchdown. I'm rich, styling Audemars, shine fitted cap. Gucci links and master Gucci belt.
Nice.
A swanky boy, so I just live
life.
That G4 private jet take.
Right.
I import and export the same.
Life.
That paradise swanky life, oh
life.
Welcome to another day in paradise. We're living life cause we took the time to do it right. Let's take a couple shots, let's escape the night. I guarantee to me you was perfect right.
Another Day in Paradise by PJ Vegas, available on his first EP, the free EP, available everywhere. Boy can sing, Pat.
I'm telling you.
Boy can sing.
He's got some chops.
I'm telling you. Telling
and that's
you.
His best friend that he grew up with since they were
the
kids.
Rap.
Willis.
Love it, love it. This is the Chance to Have It All show. We're on Cult Radio here. We want you to all follow us on Facebook, please. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Cult Radio now. Yeah.
That's right. We're worldwide. So
shout out to Cult
up.
Radio. What did you say? Catch up?
Catch up.
That's funny, catch up. I'm going to start using catch up. I like that. And not mustard.
No, just
ketchup.
Had
to do it. Sorry.
What the tomato say to sign it across the street?
Who? What?
Ketchup.
Oh, God. Stupid. Like us on Facebook. Please check us out every Sunday at 5 p.m. on Cult Radio.
That's right.
We have a new home, and we're happy to be here. Thank you, Cult Radio. Thank you, Pat Vegas.
You're welcome.
But we're not done yet.
Thank you.
That's right. Thank you, all the fans out there.
We love you guys. I love you very much with a passion that you wouldn't believe.
He really does, guys.
And,
he really does.
I want to thank you for all your response and all your love you've sent my way.
And how about social media? Let's thank as much as a lot of us are, you know,
and God bless
bag
you.
On social media. It's because of that that you're able to talk to all your
and
fans
the,
now.
And may the Great Spirit take you in His arms.
Pretty cool,
and
huh?
Hold you.
Back in the day, you know, it took a week to get a hold of someone's publicist, to get a message to a celebrity. Now, hello, Twitter,
radio
Facebook.
Here on Cult Radio.
It's amazing. It's really, really cool.
Dedicated to all my friends.
Song needs no introduction, but we'll give it one anyway. Come and get your love. This is Redbone on Chance to Have It All Show. Cult Radio. Shout out to Lolly and that gorgeous voice. Huh? Miss you, bro. What did Lolly say when you guys were on tour and for so long, for 3 years, Redbone on tour, and he said he was so hungry, he said he would have slit a nun's throat for a burrito?
Yeah. And he'd also say, get down on that bass, boy.
No disrespect to the nuns.
Vegas of Redbone, and you're listening to Cult Radio.
Sitting here with the man who made that bass line famous, Pat Redbone Vegas. I'd like to do a special shout out to ES Audio Recording Studio in Burbank, California,
my
for
boys,
all
my
your audio needs.
My homies. Mama said it would be like this.
Mama told me not to come. Who sang that song? Three Dog Night, right?
My buddies.
Yeah, your buddies. This has been the Chance to Have It All show. Thank you so much for being with us here today,
and
Pat.
Who are you, honey?
As always, love ya.
Who are you?
I'm Estella Cortez. Who are
and
you?
I'm Pat Vegas of Redbone. God bless you all. Thank you for being here with us. I'll see you again next time. Yes, I hate.
That's right. We'll be here every Sunday at 5 p.m., rain or shine, hell or high water.
Here on Cult Radio.
That's right. Be sure and check us out every Sunday.
And ES Studios.
ES Audio.
ES
for
Audio.
All your recording needs.
Yes, indeed. These are my homies.
Please follow us on Facebook. Check us out on Podomatic. And, of course, follow us on our new home, Cult Radio. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Help the young understand the old. One is silver, the other gold.
You say yatta hey, I say arrivederci. Italians and Indians, once again, right? Thank you all. We'll see you next week.
What is it weary when our heart bid us to shine? Don't let the fear of something